Hi, thank you for calling the Maryland Abuse Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hey, again, I'm the potential customer for Maryland Sexual Abuse Camp. My name is Elise Stevens. She's on the line with me right now.
Okay.
Can I transfer her?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Maisoon on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
No law firm has sent you anything to sign electronically or through the mail?
No, ma'am.
Right. And were you filing for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know of anyone else who's seeking justice for their abuse or needs assistance at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No, ma'am.
And did the abuse that you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, a school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What facility was it?
Regional Institution for the Children.
The one, oh, I see, Regional Institute. Okay. And then can I ask the dates of abuse? Do you remember?
It was in, like, 2005, like around May, like January, like round up, and that was January through May.
January
through May.
May 2005?
Yes.
And how old are you currently?
I'm 35 now.
35. And how old were you at the time of abuse?
I'm around 15.
Oh, gosh. And what was the abuser's role at the facility?
I'm a school housekeeper.
Housekeeper. Were they an employee?
Yes.
And can you describe the abuse that occurred?
Basically, he used to like rub his penis on my vagina, push his penis in my mouth, kiss me, touch my body parts. All type of stuff.
God, I'm so sorry to hear that. And was there, and I'm sorry to ask this, was there any penetration or?
Like, he'll just probably put his penis head up. He was always putting his penis in my mouth, putting his tongue in my throat, put his fingers in my vagina.
Oh gosh. Okay. And do you know the name of your abuser?
I'm Tony Washington.
Washington. And can you give a detailed description of his physical appearance?
Oh my, he's tall. Oh my, he's tall, he's slim. Do you want to know, white, black, male? Like, what are, like...
Or any, like glasses or tattoos, any specific things?
No. Just always used to have the keys around on his pocket. I mean, it's... No tattoos, if I remember. No.
Okay, no tattoos, glasses, or piercings?
No.
And you said he was a housekeeper. Housekeeper. And how many times were you abused during this time frame?
Probably about 5 to 10 times.
And where did the abuse occur within the facility?
In the washroom.
In the washroom. Did you disclose it to anybody, the abuse?
My mother knew, but she's passed away now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you remember when you told her, around what time, the date?
I told her probably I kind of told her when it was like when I was getting tired of it and
Mm-hmm. So was that around May?
Probably May.
Of 2005?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what type of abuse was it? Was it physical abuse, sexual abuse?
Sexual.
And how has the abuse affected your life?
Right now, me and my fiance, we don't have as much intercourse or something like that. And I'm depressed all the time. I'm kind of hard of being outside and trusting people, even around my kids and everything. I stay going to the school, making sure my kids okay. I don't let them be around people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people say I'm overprotective. Like, it's a lot.
Oh, wow.
I make sure I check my turn. Like, something I probably shouldn't do, but, like, you go through things, you know, you want to make sure they're safe.
Yeah, of course. And are you currently employed?
No, ma'am.
And was law enforcement ever involved?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any cooperation that you were at that facility?
Yes.
And what type of documents do you have? Or?
Squadmental documents.
This, I'm sorry?
Squadmental documents.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Can you spell your first and last name?
Alice, A-L-I-C-E.
Okay. And your last name?
I actually have two, Evans and Hayward. E-V-A-N-S. Hayward is H-A-Y-W-A-R-D.
H-A-Y-W-A-R-D?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth?
11/14/89.
And then is this your main cell phone number, the 251-409-4147?
Yes.
And what is your email address?
Alice, A-L-I-C-E, the number 3, girls with the S on the end, 89@gmail.com.
Thank you. And your social?
420-337-8-73.
Okay. And then what is your current home address?
153 East Collins Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
That was 153 East. Was it Collins with a C or P?
C.
And what was the city?
My city, Mobile. Mobile, Alabama.
36606?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, you can.
Okay, and does this person live with you?
Yes.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Patrick. And the number is 251-786-0680.
Zero. And your relationship to this person?
That's my fiance.
Do you know his email address or no?
No.
Okay. Then I will just put yours down. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes. Well, no. I might have some in school. Yeah, I probably have, yeah.
Okay, because I'm just going to send over the documents to you right now. So if you did have any questions, I will be on the line to assist you. And then before we wrap up, I did want to make sure you know what to expect next. So while they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once it passes QA to transfer you over to them directly and introduce you.
Mm-hmm.
And they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. It's completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Okay.
And they may need you to also sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
All right. Then I just sent that over. And then you'll see at the, when you look over the documents, the very last page will ask you to upload a picture of your driver's license or ID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, it's, I'm done.
Okay, let me check. Okay, yeah, I just received that. All right. Then that is all I need from you at the moment. I just sent you a text as well for my direct line, just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all. And then I'll be giving you a call back to transfer you over to them, or I will keep you updated in case they give you a call before I do.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I will keep you updated, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.